Blackstone Audio presents Maps in a Mirror, the short fiction of Orson Scott Card, Book 4, Cruel Miracles, Tales of Death, Hope, and Holiness. Read by Cassandra Campbell, Gabrielle DeCure, John Rubenstein, Stefan Rudnicki, Ty Sammons, Tom Weiner, and Judy Young. With introduction and afterward, read by Orson Scott Card.
Introduction. I believe that speculative fiction, science fiction in particular, is the last American refuge of religious literature. An odd thing to say, it might seem, particularly since science fiction openly requires that gods be either absent or explained. The moment you have a character pray and get an answer that is not explained through perfectly natural phenomena, the story ceases to be publishable as science fiction. In Stephen King's The Stand, which began as science fiction, an escaped virus destroys almost all of humanity, some characters' mystical dreams could perhaps have been acceptable as science fiction because the Jungian collective unconscious has won a grudging place as legitimate grist for the SF mill. But when, at the end, the finger of God comes down out of heaven and blows up Walking Man's nuclear missile, well, that crossed the line, and The Stand was clearly either fantasy or religious literature. It would be fantasy if the god that acted were a god that the readers were not expected to believe in their real lives. It would be religious literature if the readers were expected to believe that such divine interventions actually do happen in reality. But no way...